Rachmaninoff's Oriental Dance, performed by Stephen Huff, pianist, and Stephen Isselis, the cellist, my guests later in the show today. Now, a music project that caught my eye. It's a brand new production of Benjamin Britten's opera, Noah's Flood. It's being staged by Mid Wales Opera. Nothing out of the ordinary there, but in this project, they are taking the opera to five different venues with the hope of giving more than 1,000 children the opportunity to sing in an opera for the very first time. Well, in a moment, I'm going to be talking to the opera's director, Claire Williams. First, let's have a taster of the music, the opening of Noah's Flood. This is Lord Jesus, Think on Me. The opening of Benjamin Britten's opera Noah's Flood, and the director of a new production of the opera, Claire Williams, is on the line now from Brecon. Hello, Claire.
Good afternoon, Susie.
Well, I know that, Claire, I've looked at all of the many projects that you've done. I know you specialise in creating these large-scale projects involving children and music, so just tell me what the idea is behind this one.
Well, the idea is that the company, I mean, I've just legged it down now from North Wales. The company is just arriving this evening, and we move into a region, in this case, the Brecon Beacons. And we're here for 8 days, and we'll spend the first few days just working in primary schools with a chorus of animals, and then we work with the ballet companies, with the youth theatre groups, with the community choirs, with the music services, and we bring together young children and young people. The youngest child is about 6, and we go up to about 25 in age. And we all come together and rehearse, first of all, in the schools and in school halls. Then we move into the theatre a few days later, and it all culminates in 2 or 3 shows in our host venue, in this case Theatre Brycheiniog in Brecon, when they'll put on the entire opera. So the numbers can vary. One of the smaller shows we'll do will involve about 280 children, but on some cases we will actually go up to about 600 or 700 children.
And this is all totally in keeping with Britten's intentions, because he wanted this piece to be performed preferably by amateurs in local churches and halls. That's why you chose this.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's because it's spectacularly well written for all forces, and it's absolutely brilliant for learners. But what I think is really fascinating is this sense of a translation in the mathematical sense, that here we have a Bible story, which is then translated in the medieval period as a Chester Mystery Cycle. It's then translated by Benjamin Britten in the late 1950s as an opera. And then we've now taken it to its next stage, where we've taken that fabulous opera and given it a relevance to the young people, because it was sort of waiting to happen. Because you talk to a child and say the word flood to them, and they will say back to you the word deforestation. And it's extraordinary. This is a generation that has really debates climate change. It's a generation who will know that if you cut down trees, then this causes soil erosion and causes ultimately flooding. So
Claire,
they immediately see that.
I can hear how passionately you talk about this project. I want to know what it is you think the kids get out of it. Why do you believe this is such an important thing to do?
Well, in all senses, as on an environmental angle, I mean, we're really lucky because we have partners who are fabulous. A company called Size of Wales, who are a charity, whose ambition is to make the people of Wales really care about their futures, and particularly for their children. So what they're actually doing is that they are trying to save forests the size of Wales in Africa, where some of the most detrimental deforestation is happening. So you know, that we are educating.
So they've hooked up with you in terms of supporting the project?
Yes, that they're supporting it both morally, ethically, and also financially.
And what do the singers and the musicians, because you have professional singers and musicians involved, what do they get out of it? What's the sort of reciprocal experience for them? It's not just about what the kids learn in this.
No. Well, they find it completely extraordinary to work with this number of young children who are so fresh to it as well, because pretty well on day one, the children know nothing. And you know, 7 days later, they are performing a full-length opera with great professionalism, with a professional orchestra, because it's the core orchestra from the Mid Wales Opera Ensemble who accompany the children. There are a minimum of 42 amateur players who are working side by side, some of the best musicians in the country. And for them, you know, you see how they're changing. You see their eyes sparkling as they're playing these, you know, this extraordinarily well-written orchestral music. For the children to perform, I mean, the first time, it's always a huge delight when our principal singers, who are Charles Johnson, the baritone, and the mezzo, Anne Atkinson, when they first arrive on stage, and the children who've been working for 5 or 6 days in isolation suddenly hear these amazing voices. And it's hopeless in a way, because the children just sort of stop and they stand and their mouths are open and they completely forget everything they were meant to do. And it takes them about an hour or so to kind of get over that complete
shock. Yes, to get their composure back. Yes. I mean, there are some great things for children to do in this piece. They get to squeak like animals in the ark. They get to bang mugs, I think, to imitate the sound of the rain falling, the deluge. Just tell us, are you staging it? What kind of production is this? What could we expect to see if we come and see this?
Well, without giving too much away, basically, when an audience arrive at any one of our theatres across Wales, they'll be leafleted by student environmental protesters who are raising awareness of the effects of deforestation. And the audience, in most cases, actually just move through those student protesters because they're aware that everybody's protesting about everything at the moment, so it's just another protest. But they move into the theatre but are slightly confused by sounds and images of deforestation. And then just as the opera starts, the environmental protesters actually storm the theatre, led by Noah. Now, Noah is a rather obsessional environmental activist who hears a voice that tells him that there's going to be terrible flooding and he must save the next generation.
So it's an assault, really, on all the senses in terms of an environmental message. Well, look, Claire, we wish you huge luck with it. It sounds like a fantastic project. You've been to Aberystwyth, currently in Brecon. I think you're off to the Valleys next.
So we are, indeed so.
Very best of luck with it. Noah's Flood, currently on in Brecon, and you can check out the Intune page of the Radio 3 website for more details of the project. You're listening to BBC Radio 3.
Music for two pianos on Breakfast.